And what do you call, well, the newer tires have no...
You're talking about inner tube?
Right, okay. Yeah. And if you just build a boat and it's never been in the water before, you go down to the water's edge and you do what to it?
It's never... Well, you grease it away, is it? I don't know whether that's what you're getting at or not.
What was the term, sir?
I'd say you grease it away.
Greasy ways?
W-A-Y-S.
Oh. I don't know what the... I've never heard that at all. What's that?
You do that with big ships, too.
Oh. Well, what about the ceremony where they take, like, a bottle of champagne?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to call it. They, of course, christening it.
Yeah. And then the whole ceremony where the ship backs into the waters?
Yeah, it just slides down the ways into the water.
You ever heard... Well, I was just trying to get the term launch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what kind of a boat would you go fishing in on a small lake? What's the name of the boat?
Well, we've got a bateau.
Okay.
You could use a canoe, but we don't use canoes around here much.
Any other names that you might have for a bateau?
Well, you quite often say rowboat.
Okay. I'm skipping over some of these grammatical items. There's all the conversation we've got. I'm sure that it's in there.
Yeah.
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she would take along a little square cloth to use as a
pattern, I reckon.
Or in some of the older like chocolate boxes, they used to have top layer that we call them.
You got me there.
Sample.
Huh?
Sample.
Sampler?
Yeah. So just a piece of cloth would be a...
Sampler. Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what might a woman wear over her clothes in the kitchen to keep them getting dirty while working in the kitchen?
Well, apron would be one thing, but they've got another one there they put on all the way on the front. What's that say? Well, apron would be the only name I know.
And a writing utensil that used to dip in ink, was an ink, what would you call that?
Well, I've always called it a fountain pen or a pen.
Okay. And what do you call the devices used to attach diapers?
Well, safety pins.
Okay. And in grocery stores, soup comes in cans. Well, all the canned goods, and the material that the cans are made out of, or they used to call them, what kind of cans?
You're talking about tin cans?
Yes, sir. And two nickels make how many cents?
Nine.
Or how
10 cents.
Okay, we're just getting that pronunciation of all those different mm-hmm. sounds. All right, in the wintertime, if it's cold outside, you wouldn't want to go out without a... You wouldn't want to go outside without something on.
Depending on how cold it was, I'd either use a sweater or an overcoat or a heavy jacket, or might use the way government apparel is sold today, a flight jacket.
Flight jacket?
Yeah.
And years ago, what might a well-dressed man wear to church on Sunday? Years ago, a few years back. Or just, what might your father wear to church on Sunday if he went to church on Sunday?
Well, I was trying to think of a type of suit that they had way back yonder. It wasn't made from wool. It was made an alpaca suit in the wintertime, I believe.
Blue suit.
Yeah.
What was that?
Blue serge.
What's that? What type is that?
It's a dark navy. You'd call it navy blue, wouldn't you?
Is it coarse material or slick looking?
No, it's fairly